52-year-old Moshref Al-Ir lives with his 9 children in northern Gaza in an 80-square-meter home made of hardened and compacted sand and earth. His previous home was destroyed during Israel's 2008 offensive known as Operation Cast Lid. Al-Ir says his newer home has proven itself to be sustainable and protective.
This sand is similar in strength to cement. The bricks are as strong. I would say that building these types of homes is a good idea as an alternative to tents. As you can see, the reconstruction process is barely moving, and I think that a home like this can last for at least 10 years.
Al-Ir's home is one of several others designed by local engineer Imad Al-Khaldi. In 2009, the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees, UNRWA, and other international relief organizations funded the construction of those homes as part of a limited rebuilding effort. Homes like the one Al-Ir lives in costs $14,000 to build and can accommodate a family of 8 members. Al-Khaldi, who specializes in alternative construction techniques, says the design is a modern adaptation of an ancient method.
What is new now is that we rely in our design on making a mix of sand by compression. Over the past 4 years, we have worked on improving the quality of sand by adding some gypsum to the mix, about 2.5%. Then, slowly dry by covering the sand bricks to prevent moisture loss. Then, after we let them bake in the sun for a week, they're ready to use.
Al-Khaldi hopes to be able to build more of his low-cost homes for people who remain displaced after last summer's devastating Israeli offensive. UNRWA has reached an agreement with Israel over shipment of cement and other road building materials into Gaza, yet the pace is quite slow. The Palestinian Construction Workers Union in Gaza estimates 1.5 million tons of cement and almost 4 million tons of other road building materials are needed to rebuild the war-torn territory. Nabil Abu Mu'alliq is a chairman of Gaza's Construction Workers Union.
Let me be clear. In order for the billions in international aid pledged in Cairo to come in, we need 2 things. A unified local Palestinian government of both Fatah and Hamas, and pressure for canceling the Sari mechanism to bring more raw building materials into the territory through existing commercial crossings.
The Sari mechanism refers to a process for overseeing the importation of raw building materials, which is named after Robert Sari, the United Nations Special Coordinator for the Middle East Peace Process. Under the terms of the deal, also monitored by Israel and the Ramallah-based Palestinian Authority, imported materials are stockpiled in warehouses under surveillance, then tracked via GPS. The stated goal of the surveillance is to prevent the use of the materials in the construction of underground tunnels. The survey mechanism also requires those applying to receive materials to provide detailed personal information. The process for distributing the materials has been slow. The Gaza-based economic ministry says that since October, more than 18,000 tons of cement have entered the Gaza Strip via Israeli border crossings. But that's not nearly enough to rebuild the estimated 25,000 housing units lost during the summer military campaign. Meanwhile, Imad Al-Khaldi says he has presented his project to several local and international organizations. So far, none of the organizations has agreed to funding Al-Khaldi's rebuilding plan using locally available materials. Rami Al-Mirari, FSRN, Gaza.